Ni hao. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be here with all of you at this great university. So thank you so much for having me. Now, before I get started today, on behalf of myself and my husband, I just want to say a few brief words about Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. As my husband has said, the United States is offering as many resources as possible to assist in the search. And please know that we are keeping all of the families and loved ones of those on this flight in our thoughts and in our prayers at this very difficult time. Now, with that, I want to start by recognizing our new ambassador to China, Ambassador Baucus, President Wang, Chairman Zhu, Vice President Li, Director Cuellar, Professor Oi, and the Stanford Center, President Sexton from New York University, which is an excellent study abroad program in Shanghai, and John Thornton, Director of the Global Leadership Program at Tsinghua University. Thank you all for joining us. But most of all, I want to thank all of the students who are here today. And I particularly want to thank Eric Schaefer and Zhu Shuanhao for that extraordinary English and Chinese introduction. That was a powerful symbol of everything that I want to talk with you about today. See, by learning each other's languages and by showing such curiosity and respect for each other's culture, Mr. Schaefer and Ms. Zhu and all of you are building bridges of understanding that will lead to so much more. And I'm here today because I know that our future depends on connections like these among young people like you across the globe. Now, that's why when my husband and I travel abroad, we don't just visit palaces and parliaments and meet with heads of state. We also come to schools like this one to meet with students like you, because we believe that relationships between nations aren't just about relationships between governments or leaders. They're about relationships between people, particularly young people. So we view study abroad programs not just as an educational opportunity for students, but also as a vital part of America's foreign policy. As you've heard, China is currently the fifth most popular destination for Americans studying abroad. And today, the highest number of exchange students in the U.S. are from China. All of you are America's best face and China's best face to the world. You truly are. Every day you show the world your country's energy and creativity and optimism and unwavering belief in the future. And every day you remind us, and me in particular, of just how much we can achieve if we reach across borders and learn to see ourselves in each other and confront our shared challenges with shared resolve. So I hope you all will keep seeking these kinds of experiences. And I hope you'll keep teaching each other and learning from each other and building bonds of friendship that will enrich your lives and enrich our world for decades to come. You all have so much to offer, and I cannot wait to see all that you achieve together in the years ahead. Thank you so much. 谢谢.